WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing deadlines, battling traffic, and just generally trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to find that elusive inner peace, even amidst all the chaos? That's right, folks, we're diving into the power of finding calm in the storm today on Stoic State of Mind. Now, before you picture some Zen master meditating in a mountaintop cave, let me tell you this. Inner peace isn't about becoming a monk. It's about developing a mindset that helps you weather the storms life throws your way. Think of it like this. You're building an internal fortress, brick by brick, with resilience and discipline as your mortar. So, what are the key ingredients for creating this inner peace haven? Let's break it down. First off, control your reactions. You can't always control the events that happen to you, but you can absolutely control how you react to them. Think of it like a spilled coffee. It's going to happen sometimes, right? But instead of freaking out and making a bigger mess, take a deep breath, grab a napkin, and clean it up. Same thing with life's little or big curveballs. Take a moment, assess the situation, and choose your response wisely. Secondly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a yoga guru or spend hours meditating. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past, gently bring your focus back to right now. What do you see, hear, feel? By grounding yourself in the present, you break free from the endless mental chatter that often leads to stress and anxiety. Thirdly, set realistic expectations. We're all human, folks, and we're not going to be perfect all the time. Sometimes things just won't go our way, and that's okay. Instead of setting yourself up for disappointment with unrealistic goals, focus on making small, consistent progress towards your bigger aspirations. Celebrate those wins along the way, no matter how small they may seem. Next up, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate what we already have can make a world of difference. Make a conscious effort to notice the good things in your life. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. When you focus on gratitude, you shift your perspective and create a more positive outlook. Finally, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and make you feel good about yourself. Having a strong support system can help you navigate tough times and celebrate the victories along the way. Remember, we're all in this together. Think about that time when everything seemed to be going wrong. Maybe you missed an important deadline, got stuck in traffic, or had a disagreement with someone you care about. You probably felt overwhelmed, stressed, and like the world was crashing down around you, right? Now picture yourself in that same situation, but instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you took a deep breath, reminded yourself that this too shall pass, and focused on what you could control. You might have even used it as an opportunity to learn something new or connect with someone in a meaningful way. That's the power of inner peace. It allows you to face challenges with grace and resilience, knowing that you have the strength within to weather any storm. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today and feel the difference. Take control of your reactions, be mindful of the present moment, set realistic expectations, cultivate gratitude, and surround yourself with supportive people. Remember, building inner peace is a journey, not a destination. But with consistent effort and dedication, you can create a more calm, centered, and fulfilling life for yourself. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the love of Stoic wisdom. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with real-life advice and practical tools for navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, it's worth every effort.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.